Today, the 3rd of Elul, is the yahrzeit of Rav Avraham Yitzchok HaKohen Kuk, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Rav Kuk, who was the first chief rabbi of what was then British Mandate Palestine, was an incredibly profound thinker, Ohev Yisrael, a lover of all Jews. In fact, if one were to summarize the three pillars of Rav Kuk's life, the three fundamental pillars that Rav Kuk stood for, it would be Avas Yisrael, an incredible love for every single Jew, independent of their personal level of observance and piety. Avas HaTorah, an incredible love of Torah, an incredible commitment to Mesorah, to preserving our tradition. And of course, Avas Eretz Yisrael, an incredible and unquenchable love for the land of Israel. And on this Yahrzeit of Rav Kuk, I want to share with you some of his Torah. And also, not just to commemorate the Yahrzeit, but also to help us grow a little bit and become inspired over the course of this Chodesh Elul, this incredible month of Elul. So Rav Kuk's comment over here is actually taken from a letter that he wrote. And in it, Rav Kuk, it's actually in a sefer of Rav Kuk's writings, they actually use this particular letter to explain a statement in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Actually, it's an introduction to Pirkei Avos. Every Mishnah of Pirkei Avos of Ethics of Our Fathers begins with a statement from a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. And the Mishnah reads, Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chilek L'Olam Haba. Every Jew has a portion in the world to come. Shene Amar, V'Ameich Kulam Tzadikim L'Olam Yershu Aretz. Your nation are all righteous. They will forever inherit the land. The land in this context, of course, is a reference not to a geographic or physical land, but is understood to be a reference to inheriting the land of the world to come. Every Jew has a portion of the world to come. Why? Because as the verse says, in the eyes of God, we are all righteous. And Rav Kuk ponders this idea. He says, why is it that we're all righteous? There are plenty of people who don't do good things. In other words, I understand if I live a good life, if I make the right decisions, if I keep Torah, I keep mitzvos, I live the way that God wants me to live, then perhaps I'm righteous. But if I don't do those things, and worse yet, if I engage in negative, deleterious behavior, so at the end of the day, why would I be considered righteous? And Rav Kuk ponders this question by looking or by developing an incredible philosophical construct about the nature of the soul. And Rav Kuk says, and I want to quote you, he says, Shekein shnei dvarim ikarim yeshnam. There are two fundamental parts of the Jewish soul. And Rav Kuk explains them. He uses the word skula and bechira. Within every Jewish soul, writes Rav Kuk, is teva hakedusha shebenishmas Yisrael minishmas ha'avos. There is what we call innate hereditary holiness. Innate hereditary holiness is because I am a child of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, of Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, and because of that, there is holiness in my genes. There is holiness as part of my spiritual DNA. I don't have to do anything to acquire it. I don't have to do anything to attain it. It is part of who I am. There's a second level of Kiddusha, a second level of holiness, says Rav Kuk. That's called Bechira, choice. So Bechira we would call perhaps earned holiness, personalistic earned holiness. This is the holiness that comes about, that I accrue, that I amass as a result of my proper decisions. I make the right decisions in life, I do the right things, and as such, ultimately, I amass holiness. Says Rav Kuk, these two parts represent and make up every Jewish soul. There's segula holiness, what we'll call hereditary innate holiness, the holiness that I gleaned from, that I gained from my forefathers, from my ancestors, that is embedded as a part of who I am. And then there's bechira holiness, earned personalistic holiness. This is the holiness that I achieve, that I gain by living the right kind of life and making the right kind of decisions. And Rav Kuk says something amazing. Now we understand the nature of the Mishnah. You see, you could lose your Bechira holiness. How do you lose your Bechira holiness? Make the wrong decisions. Make the wrong decisions and you lose your personalistic earned holiness. But there is one level of holiness that you can never lose. There is one aspect or dimension of Kiddushah, of holiness, that no matter what you do, no matter how many mistakes you make, no matter how much you mess up in life, it's yours. And it's yours forever. That's Segula holiness. That's the holiness, ultimately, again, that we gain, that we attain from our ancestors. That's the conferred, hereditary, innate holiness that every single Jew possesses. This, says Rav Kook, is the meaning of the Mishnah. Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chilik L'Olam Haba. Every Jew has a portion in the world to come. Why? Because every Jew has innate hereditary holiness. Every Jew starts out. See, sometimes we think that our job in life is to earn holiness. Our job in life is to accrue holiness. I start like a tabula rasa. I start like a blank slate and I have to make something of myself. My dear friends, we don't start as a blank slate. We actually start as a vessel filled, overflowing with incredible hereditary innate holiness. That Kiddushah is always yours. That holiness is always yours. It never goes away. You can never erase it. You can never obliterate it. You can never destroy it, no matter how much terrible life activity or bad decisions you engage in. Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelik L'Olam Haba Shne'emar, the Amich Kulam Tzadikim. How could the verse say, God, your nation are all righteous? Because it's referring to the first level of holiness, to Segula holiness, to innate hereditary holiness. That is mine and always will be mine, no matter what I do, or for that matter, no matter what I don't do. And I think this insight of Rav Kook, especially on his yard site during Chodesh Elul, really opens the door and paves the way for the process of tshuva. Why is it that tshuva is possible? Why is it that change is possible? Why is it that I could turn myself around and make something different of myself? Why? Because at the end of the day, although through bad decisions and wrong turns, I could rid myself and divest myself of my Bechira holiness, of my personalistic earned holiness, I always attain my Segula holiness. And because I always retain that foundation of hereditary innate holiness, I can always make and remake myself as many times as necessary. We should hope that in the merit of learning this Torah of Kook, that the tzaddik's neshama should have an aliyah, and his words should inspire us to have a meaningful and uplifting Chodesh Elul.